Well, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Oil Oracle podcast. I am your host, Dot Morehouse. I am the Oil Oracle, and I am a mother, a wife, and a wellness witch with doTERRA. And today I had an idea of what I was going to talk to you about, but I've kind of been hoodwinked because I host a platform on Mighty Networks. I host a space on Mighty Networks called the Holistic Health Club, and it's where I kind of put all of my team trainings for my doTERRA crew, and it's where we put all of our customer education. And yesterday I was writing a post and it was almost done, and then I had to leave to go and pick my kids up from school, so I saved it as a draft, which I've never done before, and now I can't find it. So I was going to kind of go use that post as like my notes for what I was going to speak to you about today, but that now has disappeared. So I can't do that. So I decided I was going to talk about something else, which actually I've been meaning to do for a while. And I think many people will find this really useful, especially if you're working on social media, not only if you're in doTERRA. And but certainly for my doTERRA team, I'm kind of recording this in a way that I can spotlight it for people, send it to people, so that when this question inevitably comes up, I can just send people this link. So if I've sent you the link and said, hey, go and listen to that podcast, hi, welcome, this is all the information you need to know. And we're going to talk about Instagram and how it all comes together, because I think a lot of people really don't understand, especially like when you're new in network marketing or working online. I think it's really normal not to understand why and how all these different parts of an app like Instagram work. I'm going to preface this by saying things change really quickly, and I have recorded a social media audit in the past. I haven't re-listened to it, but I'm assuming that it's prime time for an update. And I am also need to preface this. I am also wanting to preface this by saying I am not the be-all and end-all. I am not the absolute last word in Instagram and all of those things. But I do know a lot just from working with people and from working online myself for so long. And that's what the intention is to share with you. So in this day and age, really, having a social media presence is a non-negotiable, especially if you want to work online in any capacity. I read somewhere a while ago that statistically, when people are trying to scope out a place or a product, they are more likely to search for it on social media than they are to go and search on Google for a website. So that's just the reality of things. And actually, especially if we're working in network marketing, especially if you're building a doTERRA business, the whole thing doesn't work if you're not going to have a presence on social media. Now, that's not to say that you can't build in person. I think you can still build in person if that's what you really want to do. But you have to have a landing space for people to come and find you on social media so that they can stay, you can stay relevant. It's literally how you stay relevant in the minds of the people who you come across in the course of your life and your business. So really, everybody should go and claim their handle on social media. Again, I'm going to say I'm mainly speaking about Instagram this because that is mainly where I live on the internet. But you can, you know, a lot of this I think will be able to be applied to Facebook. TikTok is like its own beast. But something that I really want to encourage everyone to do is to have the same handle across all social media networks. So your name and your handle should be the same on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Threads. You know, all of these different, wherever, it's not even called Twitter anymore. Oh my God, I'm so old. Anyway, wherever you are on social media, your handle should be the same across all platforms, because this is the first way that you're going to build trust with your people. Also, your profile picture should be the same across all platforms, and it should be obviously you. And that extends to your WhatsApp photo. I don't know about you, but a lot of my business and a lot of my life is organized these days through WhatsApp. It's probably my most used tool outside of, you know, after, you know, Instagram. WhatsApp is where I run my whole life through WhatsApp. And so you really want to make sure that you've got your profile picture on your WhatsApp and your Instagram and your Facebook and your TikTok and everywhere. It should be the same everywhere, because people should never be in any doubt about whether or not they are talking to you. So that's the first thing. Same handle, same profile photo. For me, at the moment, I am not active on TikTok, but I have claimed my handle and I have put one post there that says, I'm not here, come and hang out with me on Instagram, because I want to make sure that when somebody goes and they look for me, they know where they can find me. I had an experience recently where I saw on a post about a wellness fair, someone who was teaching an EFT workshop. I've been really looking for someone to work with on EFT. I saw the post on Instagram. She wasn't tagged, but her name was there, and I searched for her and I couldn't find her. So I messaged the event organizer and she said, oh, she's this person on Facebook. But I never would have found her because I'm not habitually a Facebook user. So it's really important, even if you're not going to use the other platforms, claim your handle in those spaces. And even if you just put one post up that directs people to where they can find you, that's going to be so much better than risking them not being able to find you at all. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then I'm going to go through. Now, I actually offer a service. I give it to free for my team where we do this in person over Zoom. But also, like I do, I can charge. If you're not in my team and you want to do this, you can reach out to me on Instagram at @dotmorehouse and we can talk through the pricing for what I charge for this as a separate thing. But this is like a social media audit that we're going to go through, and I'm just going to explain to you how all of the different pieces work together and why they all matter and they all kind of connect in. And also, before we get into it, I want to say that there was always this theory with marketing that it took 7 or 8 touches, 7 or 8 exposures for someone to commit and close a sale. And actually, Google reviewed all of this in 2024, and it's now 7114, which is 7 hours of content, 11 touch points with your business in 4 different spaces. This is now the metric that is kind of what it takes to convert people. Now, a lot of people freak out about like, oh, 4 different spaces. I don't want to be in 4 different spaces. That's fine. You can actually approach Instagram as those 4 different spaces, and I'll tell you how. Although I do recommend that it's good to try and master one platform and then grow another. So like, I've definitely got the 7 hours of content, no problem. The idea is that if somebody found your page and fell in love with your message, could they binge 7 hours of your content? So like for me, the podcast is a huge part of that. I love the fact that if somebody finds it, they could binge it and they've got hours and hours of content there. Also, you know, on my Instagram, you know, I've got like over 1,000 posts in there and they can go back through and binge it. And, you know, some of them are live video and they're longer, and some of them are, you know, just static posts or reels and they're shorter. But someone could go and really like get stuck in a scroll hole, and that's what you need to create with your content. Now, if you don't want to be on multiple platforms, that's fine. You need to make sure that you're using all of the different types of post and spaces within your Instagram. But let's come back to the beginning. If we're looking at your Instagram profile, when someone finds your profile, the chances are they're finding it through a reel, because reels are for reach. Reels are what gets pushed out to the wider market. We'll come on to that. So you've put out a reel, someone sees it, they click on your profile, you have a split second for them to decide whether or not they're going to dig any deeper. So visually, the front of your page, the top of your profile, needs to be visually appealing. That means it needs to be nice images in the top 3 to 6 posts. You want to have some neat highlights in there that are making sense and cohesive. And the most important thing is that your bio needs to be succinct and to the point. So you've got your handle, which personally I just think your handle should just be your name, because your name is who, that's the universal factor that you're going to carry with you throughout your life. And, you know, God knows your business is going to change and evolve over time, but your name is your name and is your name. So I think your name should be your name, but you can add in a little extra bit into the display name when you edit your profile if you want to. My name, it comes up as Dot Morehouse, the Oil Oracle. but my handle is just Dot Morehouse. And then you've got your bio. Your bio should tell people what you can do for them, how you can help them, and what your kind of credentials are in some way. So it's like, it's not about you. It's not like my fitness journey. It's like inspiring you to get stronger. You know, because nobody cares about you. They only care about themselves. Okay. So it's like my fitness journey after 40, that is not interesting. It could be like showing you that you can get fit after 40. Follow, you know, that's the difference. It's just like, it's a slight change. I don't know why I'm going with that, because it's like not remotely my journey, but your bio is what you do for them. Don't make it about you. It's not about you. They are coming to your page to see if you can help them. And that's what your bio needs to tell them. It can also have a call to action to go to your link in the bio. And that's a separate thing that we're going to come back to. But you should have a call to action, like start here, free download here, shop with me, shop with my support, whatever you want to put. But that's like going to direct people to the fact that you have a link in the bio, and that's where more information can be found, because that's something, that's a behavior that we want to drive. We want to drive people to the link in the bio always. Okay, then now under there, the next line, which you can have, which you might not have yet, is your highlights. Highlights are created from stories. You can save your stories into highlights, and your highlights, first of all, you shouldn't have that many of them. And what's in there should be specifically evidencing what you do and how you do it. There is absolutely no space on your page for you to have a highlight of your sister's hen weekend. Like, that is not what people are coming to your Instagram to see. Nor should there be a highlight of your pets. You know, like, your pets are going to be in there among different things, but you do not need a whole highlight dedicated to your pets. Your highlights are an opportunity to showcase the way and of how, like, how you support people and how you do what you do, what you say you do in the bio. So it needs to be very specific to that. You don't want anything, personally, for me, having your kids on your Instagram is a big no. I really believe that children should get the right to choose whether or not they are online or not. And I think it's really wrong that people take that choice away from their children. Sorry, if you put your kids online, that's just my opinion on it. You get to choose. But personally, like, if this is a business page, you don't need to have a highlight in there of your kid's first day at school or your kid's sports day or whatever. That's just wildly inappropriate and not remotely relevant to you building your business. So that doesn't need to be on there. So the first thing you can do, if you have highlights that are like slightly more from when it was a personal page, you can just go right through and delete them. There's no need for those to be on there. Your highlights are purely there to evidence what you do and how you do it. Now, the next bit is the top three posts of your page. On Instagram, you can pin three posts, and that should be like a who am I, what I do, and how I help you kind of vibe, or like who I am, what I do, is this for you? You know, my opportunity. I'm going to be speaking about this primarily from the point of view of you're a doTERRA person listening to this, but also you can apply this to whatever business you're doing. So those top three posts should be that. They can be carousel posts, they could be a reel, they could just be a static post, but you want to pin them with like an intro to you, an intro to what you do, and an intro to like whether people can do it with you. Those three things should be there, because that's like a summary. So whenever someone comes to your page, they can immediately find out a little bit more about you and what you do and how you do it again. So that's kind of like what they're going to see in that initial moment when they come to your page. And in the split second that they cast their eye across that, they're going to decide whether or not they're going to click on anything else or just swipe out from that page. Now, if they click on anything, they're probably going to go on your stories. If you have stories up, and probably you should, if you're building a business, have stories up most days. I'm going to say every day. It's not that hard. And in your stories, you're more casual. So Colleen Nichols, I was mentored by Colleen Nichols for quite a while, and she would always say that your stories, your like your profile, when they land on your profile and your post, that's like your kind of the outside of your house and the front your front lawn, and your stories are like being in your living room. You know, it's much more informal. It's your everyday. It's like, come along with me for the ride. It's like not so polished. It can be a bit more like candid or snapshot. And really, like, that's where you get to know people and you sell, or people can get to know you and you can sell to them in your stories. And for me, like, actually, so my analogy is like, if you look at it in the version of a traditional business, like a traditional business, your profile page is like your storefront. It's your storefront on the high street. You want it to look nice. You want to keep the lights on. So having the stories going up every day, that's like the version of keeping the lights on to make it look good and let people know that you're active and in business. You want to post on a regular basis. You need to be smart about posting. It shouldn't be taking you 45 minutes to create a post. You should be able to batch create multiple posts in 45 minutes. And we're going to talk about why and how with that in a second. But basically, your profile page now, as we've talked through it, that is your storefront. And staying in this idea of like the traditional model, when it comes to your posting, there are different types of posts within Instagram. So you can do a static post or a carousel. Now, this realistically is only going to be shown to the people who are already following you. This is like a newsletter. So it's not going outside your existing community. It goes to the people who are already sort of signed up and interested, and it can like add some extra layers of information or inspiration to that journey for them, but it's not really traveling very far. Like, yeah, so static posts, like a single image or a carousel, they are for your existing audience. They're like, you know, in the old school world, they're like a newsletter for people who are already signed up and following you. Reels are for reach. So your reels are the things that get pushed out to people who haven't found your page yet and aren't following you already. Reels are like your advertising campaign. So they are the thing that gets pushed far and wide out into the world. So when you're making your reels, and this is the reason why you should be able to post quite frequently and without putting too much time and energy into it, if you think about advertising campaigns, and think about the really successful ones, you know, Apple always comes to mind for me. If you haven't read the book Insanely Simple, then please do. It's by, anyway, it's called Insanely Simple, and it's like the secret to Apple's success. It's a great book. But Apple's a great one to come to mind. It doesn't have to have a single piece of text on the image, but you can see it immediately that it's an Apple ad. You know, their campaigns are really clear. They're really defining. They're really, like, obviously Apple. And they're always just, like, the same thing. Like, for Apple, it's all about, like, simplicity and functionality and aesthetics all kind of in one thing. You know, but any kind of, like, advertising campaign is not... Advertising campaigns don't generally try to hammer home every different bit of detail and information about a product. They are there to evoke a feeling and create curiosity that drives the behavior of coming to find out more. That's the point of an advertising campaign, and it is consistent across multiple different media. So when you're creating your reels, they should be consistent, they should be repetitive, and they should be hammering home your clear message. Now, in the past, I've trained on content pillars. My perspective on content pillars has changed. So for now, in 2025, what I believe to be how you should approach your content pillars, you need to create three content pillars that you rotate for your posts. One is about the product, doTERRA products. One is about the doTERRA business. And one is about your lifestyle. These are your three pillars. It's like a three-legged stool. They all work together to hold it up. And you need to rotate between that flow of content. Your lifestyle is what differentiates you against me, against any other doTERRA wellness advocate that exists in the world. You and your lifestyle are why people are going to shop with you and not me or somebody else. That's the thing that differentiates it. And then that will also inform how you share the product and how you share the business, because that's going to look slightly different for all of us. But we need to be hitting those three aspects consistently and kind of evenly for us to be able to represent the full picture in terms of our doTERRA journey. And in my experience, if I focus too much on the business, I lose people. If I focus too much on the product, I lose business people. You know, it's like it all has to go together to create this one harmonious whole. So you're going to have those three content pillars: the products, the business, and your life, your lifestyle. And then that's the stuff that you're going to rotate in your reels. And really and truly, your reels should, like, those three things should have like a fairly, they should have a consistent message. Because what you want is for someone to have that pop up in their, you know, for you page, or when they're in the sort of, you know, endless scrolling, for it to pop up and catch their eye and for them to come over to your page and maybe click on a couple more reels or a couple more posts and be like, oh my God, I love this person. But if you've done a post that's really like, you know, woo woo and witchy and, you know, deeply, deeply spiritual, and then the next post is about, you know, dentistry, they're going to be like, oh, no, I just, it's not what I was after. And they're going to leave again. So you want it to be like fairly consistent and for it to make sense, so that when somebody comes over because they've seen one of them because they loved it, that they want to stay and see the rest of them because it's all kind of along the same vein. So you're looking at, yeah, product, business, lifestyle, and sharing about those three things on repeat. You know, worst case scenario, you could create, you know, a couple of posts for each of those and then just rotate them over a week. Or, you know, best case scenario, you could be posting multiple times a day about the different things. There is a separate training that I could probably do about batch creating content, but I'm not going to do that on this one today because this is supposed to be more of an overview. But you want to be posting regularly and you want to be posting on your stories on a daily basis because you want people to know that you're definitely in business. This kind of consistency buys you so much trust, because the less you post and the less you show up, the more people are like, oh, they used to do they still do that? Are they still doing doTERRA, or are they just, you know, on a spiritual journey? You have to make it clear to people that you're definitely open for business, which is why the call to action in the bio for your link and for, to get people to kind of go to your link and shop or browse is really important. So those are the kind of posts that you want to be rotating. And again, like going back to the old school format. So you've got your profile page, that's your shop front. You've got your static posts and your carousels. That's like your newsletter for the people who are already subscribed. Then you've got your reels. That's like your advertising campaign that you're going to send out in the world to drive traffic to your store, i.e. your profile page. Your stories is like they've come along to check out the store, but they're hanging out outside and you've bumped into them on your way to grab a coffee and they're just sort of chatting to you and it's very casual and informal and chill. And then the point at which they enter the store and that they're fully engaging with you is either if they comment on one of your posts, or more importantly, if they click the link in your bio. Now, if you're doing this as a business, you should have upgraded your Instagram account to be like a professional account. So either a creator account or a business account. And when you go in there, you can see your insights. And when you go on your insights and you click on views and scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, it will tell you how many external link taps you have had in the time period you've selected. That metric is really important, because if you've got tons of people on your page and only like one person a month is clicking the link in your bio, then nobody knows you're open for business. unless you're using like keywords and like saying comment this and that, you know, and you're using ManyChat and then like that you're doing it that way. If no one's clicking the link in the bio, you literally know that no one is checking out how to shop with you. What you want to do is to say things on a regular basis in your posts and in your stories that references going to the link in the bio to check out more information. And you want to drive that behavior often and with authority. And then in your link tree or your like tap link in bio, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you are, oh my God, I just remembered something. That's so funny. You want to make sure that you are, oh my God, I have to sort something out. Hang on. I completely lost my train of thought. Oh no. I just realized I forgot to pass on a message about my kids being picked up from school. Anyway, it's fine. Although I did manage to completely lose track of what we were talking about. Oh, I was talking about insights. Okay, so yes, until people actually go through and click on the link in the bio, then they're not actually seriously looking at what you offer. And then, so, you know, it's really important that when they click on the link in your bio, that what's there, again, ties up with what you said in your bio and what you said in your, like what you've spotlit in your highlights and what you're talking about. Because if they go on there and there's a link for an outdated event and like a link to, you know, a crowdfunder from 2 years ago and like a link to like a kit that break, you know, broken kit link or something, you know, it's really important that your links make sense. Now, I've recently set up something on Padlet. I will put a link to a referral code for Padlet in the show notes of here. I'm a bit obsessed with Padlet. It's like a bit like Milkshake. You can just kind of create like a mini web page for different things. And so for me, I've created like a browse kits Padlet because so many people are like, I want to compare the kits. And I didn't have a way to do that. So I've like created that on Padlet, and that's like it, you know, so now when they come on and say, it says like shop doTERRA kits and bundles, it just says browse kits. And when they go on there, they can see all the different kits and my links are embedded in there. And it talks about like why the different, you know, why shopping with me is good and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, in there, I will also put things like any events that I have coming up, or I've also got links to, I've got a link to the podcast and I've got a link to any kind of programs that I'm running at the moment. And it's just really, you've got to make life as easy as possible for people, because if people can't figure out what you're doing or can't figure out that you're in business and like that, you know, the shop is open, you know, like if you're there and it's like, and it's all really ambiguous, it's like you've gone to work and you're like sitting in your shop and you've got all the lights on, but you've locked the door so no one can come in. It's like you have to make it so easy for people to come in. Or even like, you know, I used to work in retail, so maybe this is why this analogy works for me. But like, you know, it's like the psychology of like having an open door. If you shut the door to a shop, statistically, like people are way less likely to come in because there's a barrier there, which is why people will have like the doors of their shop open in the winter with a heater blasting over the door, because it's like it's better to have the door open so that people can just come in than to have the door shut and then have to try and go to any effort to come through the store, because they feel like once they kind of, if they have to physically open the door, then they're like in some sort of bind already and they're not sure if they want to take on that responsibility. Likewise, if you make it so hard for people to figure out how to buy from you, then the chances are they're not going to ask you. They're just going to like swipe out of your profile because they're going to be like, oh, I can't work it out. It's like I tried to click the link and it was broken. And then, you know, I just gave up and spent my money on something else. So you have to make it as easy as possible for people. Otherwise, they're just going to disengage and drop out. And so So that's the kind of overview of how it all works together. And then, so basically when you're using this different, oh, and then the last thing I need to talk about is live video. Live video is so important still. I really believe like we should all be going live on a regular basis. First of all, because it's really good just for us to practice our own public speaking. And that's really important in business. But going live is, so when they see your reel, that's your advertising, and they can get to know you in your stories, because that's where you're a bit more informal. In your live video, that's where you really build trust, because that is like the most vulnerable that we can be online, is going live, because everything else is curated. Everything else can be edited and modified and deleted and changed. Everything else is kind of completely, can be completely curated. But live video is raw and unfiltered and as close to real life as we can possibly be online. And that is how and where you can really build trust with your audience. It is like an accelerator of trust building in your audience when you go live. So going live is still super, super important. So people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. They're gonna find you through your reels. They're gonna get to know you in your stories, and they're gonna figure out, you know, trusting you more and more through your lives. But also, it's really important, there's that other saying of like, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's really important that it goes both ways and that you build a relationship with them. And the way that you do that is through the DMs. In your DMs is where you will actually build a relationship with people, because otherwise it's just a parasocial relationship. A parasocial relationship is like a relationship where one person is sharing a lot of their life online and the other people are watching, but you know, so someone else is very invested in your life, but you've got no idea that they exist. That's how most people operate online. And actually, now more than ever, people really need and crave and deserve connection. People are looking for connection. People are looking for relationships. People are looking for support and everything like that. And so it's really important that we go and we actually make the effort in the other direction. If someone comments on your stuff, comment back, reply to them. If somebody DMs you, message them back, reply to them. Your business will grow based on the strength of the relationships that you build. And if you feel like weird about that, then just imagine if you were out and about every day on the street and somebody was saying hi to you and you just completely ignored them. It would be so weird. Likewise, if somebody is liking all of your posts and commenting on your posts and responding to your stories, you have to reply to them, because otherwise you're just literally being rude. So that's, you know, the kind of the final piece and how it all comes together in order to create like this one space where you can actually do that whole sort of 7-11-4. Because in terms of like the four different spaces, actually your stories are one space, your posts are one space, your reels, your lives, and your DMs, and between them they kind of make up all the different parts of the whole. And once you've mastered that on Instagram, then you can take it to another platform to start expanding that into different spaces again. So I hope this is helpful. I need to go because I have to try and ring my mum to get this message through to her about the kids and pick up. And I hope that you find this useful. If you do, please screenshot this podcast, tag me on Instagram, share it, tag me at @.morehouse. Let me know which bit blew your mind, if any of it did. Please also, if you feel to, then hit subscribe or rate the show. That really helps to get it into some kind of ranking. We'd love to be able to get this out to more people and to help more people with this information. And I would really, yeah, I think that's it. That's it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I hope that it was helpful. And I will be back again soon with some more tips and life lessons from doTERRA.